A big, white, obviously military ship is tied up at the Ketchikan shipyard, but it's not there for dry dock work. Her Majesty's Canadian ship Whitehorse is just here for a visit and to welcome visitors on board. CO Shane Denany welcomed us and showed us around the ship.
We're what we call a maritime coastal defense vessel. There are 12 of us in the Canadian Royal Canadian Navy, split evenly between both coasts, between Halifax and Esquimalt or Victoria.
The approximately 180-foot Whitehorse was commissioned in 1998, and Denany says it was designed for a variety of tasks, from minesweeping and rescue to counter-narcotics. For that last task in particular, the ship has some firepower.
250 caliber machine guns is sort of the main armament for the vessel right now, which works fine for the constabulary role that it's usually employed in when it's doing sort of the counter-narcotics mission in off Central America. And obviously there's no real need for them at home.
One would hope not.
A counter-narcotics mission was a big part of the ship's activities over last fall and winter. It was a collaborative effort with other countries' militaries, including the U.S., and on that mission...
We were credited with either interdictions or disruptions of approximately 9,800 kilograms of cocaine. Two of our other sister ships have just participated. They came back about 2 months ago, and they had comparable success.
Denany says that ships smuggling drugs vary in size. Some carry up to 1,000 kilos of drugs. Self-propelled semi-submersible boats can carry up to 7,000 kilos. But Denany says he hasn't seen one of those yet.
If you get to interdict an SPSS, you're really lucky because they're really hard to find. And there's not, you know, they're out there, but they're hard to track and hard to find. So it's usually by gosh or by golly that you come across one of those.
Denany says collaboration like that used in the counter-narcotics missions has become an integral part of international military operations.
And, you know, I think as you see the security environment in the world continue to evolve, collaboration is the way forward. I don't think anybody has the skills, the capability, or the breadth to manage the circumstances all on their own.
In addition to welcoming the public on board while in Ketchikan, the Whitehorse crew will have some shore leave.
We've got a lot of people on board that have never been to sea before, so this is their first experience, and they've never been to Alaska, so this is awesome that they get to experience the state.
Denany says his crew is a blend of part-time reservists and active duty members.
It's a good group of people from all across Canada, from Newfoundland to British Columbia. Good, about 25-30% of the crew is female. So, yeah, a good mix of Canadians from coast to coast.
The Whitehorse has a current crew of 45 and can carry up to 47. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.